You are listening to WGRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Aiden Trevison.
And I'm Hannah Darty.
And you're listening to You've Got Issues.
Hello.
Hey, everyone.
Happy Wednesday.
Welcome back.
Hump day. So, Aiden, how have you been? What are you up to?
So, these past 2 weeks have been actually the craziest weeks of my entire life. We're not going to get into it because we're just not going to spend time on it, but yeah, these weeks have been crazy, but honestly, it's okay. Everything will be okay, and I don't know what else to say. Hannah, how was your week?
It was pretty good. Definitely just have been busy. Had a test today that I don't think I did that great on.
Oh, God.
That well on, but we move on, and looking forward to finals week and everything that comes along with that.
No, you did not just say that.
And then it's going to be Christmas.
Ooh. Yeah.
Speaking of Christmas, something is scaring me right now.
What?
Have you seen that ISIS has been putting out propaganda about them attacking different major areas during Christmas time, being like, we're coming?
Such as?
New York, Paris, the Vatican, and it's like images of like Santas with bombs next to them, and it's really scary, and I'm like, oh my God, I don't even want to go to this city now.
Yeah.
Sorry, my nose is a little stuffy tonight.
It's not okay. I have not heard of that. That's actually weird.
Yeah, very scary, and hopefully nothing will happen, and I think we just have to continue our lives, but
yeah. Okay, so I have a few topics.
Let's hear them.
For the week. Okay, well, I already kind of said that. okay. Moving on. So, Hannah, how was your Thanksgiving break?
Thanksgiving break was great. Spent a lot of time with family and friends. It was great seeing my home friends. And then on Thanksgiving, I got to spend the day with my family and eat a lot of food. I just ate a lot of food throughout the week. I'm trying to be a little more healthy this week. I'm trying to think of anything. I went shopping, did a little Black Friday shopping, which was fun.
You did?
J. Crew had...
You went to the mall?
No, I went to Tyson's Corner.
Oh, my gosh. I was about
which
to say.
Is like an outdoor mall that's a lot more calm than Garden State. And
so I have to say, if you went to
J.
Garden
Crew,
State,
which was 40% off everything, which was amazing. So that was a lot of fun. And yes, did a little studying too, of course.
Of course. That's good.
How about you?
it was fine.
What'd you do on Thanksgiving?
I went to my, I wouldn't say fake grandparents, but my mom's like second parents are her best friend from college's parents, so we call them literally like grandma and grandpa. So we went to their house in rural Pennsylvania in the actual middle of nowhere. But they have this cabin. It's so cute, and a barn and everything.
Oh my gosh, that's so nice.
It was so cute. And they have like acres of land and pool and like tractors. Like, it's crazy. It's like very serene and calm, which was nice to walk around.
You should have taken an Instagram.
Yeah, I have in the past. They have like a pond and stuff. But it was really cool. That was fun. But my week was very low key. I didn't really do much.
That's always good for break. Oh, we got our nails done.
Oh yeah, Hannah and I got our nails done.
That was fun.
And I got to see one of my friends from home who was home from Mississippi. So it was nice seeing her and catching up. And I also, yeah, I just did like random stuff, but moving forward. So real quick, because it just came to my attention, Miss Hannah here already has secured an internship for next summer, which is absolutely unreal considering the fact that I'm going to Los Angeles next semester and I still don't have an internship for the spring, let alone next summer. And Hannah has secured an internship at Bloomberg as their news intern, which is actually the most ridiculous thing ever. So
thank you. I'm very excited.
A virtual clap to Hannah.
Thank you. I actually just saw something about a person in LA.
I'm still waiting. I applied to like 6 places. I'm still waiting to hear. I don't know what their deal is.
No, I know. Someone just got like an Ellen internship.
Really?
But I don't know what program they're doing or
anything.
They
choose 2 people a semester there.
Yeah. Well, he also did the Today Show during the summer last summer, so that's he has a pretty crazy resume already.
Yeah. Well, that's crazy. Yeah, I asked the person. I was like, should I apply to Ellen? And they're like, they choose like 2 people. And I'm like, yeah, forget it.
Yeah.
But some of them have bigger internship programs. I don't know. I haven't heard. But Hannah is deciding to go into like the finance news category.
Business
which,
news.
Well, same thing. But
finance news.
I could never do that ever in my entire life because I have no idea what.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting summer.
Money is. But, well, you have some background.
Yeah.
Like, you've taken econ.
I've taken some econ and statistics and calculus classes and policy study stuff.
Yeah, so I've taken none of that. So I would not be able to do that. But go, Hannah.
Thanks.
I'm so excited for you to finally know what a 5-day work week is like. Good luck.
I know.
It's the worst.
In the past, I've had 5 days, and I've had 3 days, and 3 days is kind of like a perfect amount. And
no, it's called a joke.
Is definitely going to, you know, be a lot, but I think it's going to be worth it. And I think a lot more people are going to have 5 days this summer, so we're all kind of going to be doing the same thing, and it'll just be what the rest of our lives will look like.
Which I've experienced the past 2 summers, but it's fine. We're good.
And I'm sure we'll be announcing Aiden's
maybe
internships. Maybe
next
week's
our last. Yeah, maybe, but the next last.
Maybe.
We'll see. If not, everyone will know soon.
Yeah.
I'm assuming.
You follow her, you'll know.
You follow me. But yeah, go Han. With that being said, this is our second to last episode until we are seniors in college, which I could actually pull trig right now, but I'm not going to. So that's insane. So it's final season. Everyone is crazy running around, busy, including myself. I am not even remotely prepared for the next 2 weeks and everything that I have to do because I have all final projects and I'm over my head drowning in a like 10-foot pool right now of stuff. So that's always great.
But yeah, I know. I think I actually thought of some finals tips, and one of the biggest tips I have for people is just to like figure out exactly what is due and schedule out exactly when you will be doing them. Because I think when you look at all of your assignments as one clump, it might be really overwhelming and seem like a lot. But if you break it down and you figure out, okay, on Tuesday I'm going to do this, it's not as bad. And you realize, like, you will have the time to do everything.
Yeah.
And obviously it's going to be, like, a lot more than you probably have been doing the past weeks. But you will get through it. And then you get a nice long break.
Oh, yes, you will.
So that's nice.
Actually, it's not that long for us.
It's not that long.
When do you leave?
January 7th.
Me too. What if we won't see each other in the airport because you'll be leaving late.
At night.
And I won't be. Oh my gosh, stop. Literally our formal is next weekend, which is another topic I'm gonna talk about, but I'm actually gonna be crying so hard next week.
Like, yeah, that's the last hurrah for us.
I guess. Literally our last.
But it'll be fun and
stop. I could actually start crying right now. It's gonna be so sad. Okay. But finals, everyone try avoid being sick. I'm already kind of getting sick, which is great. Gotta love it. But yeah, finals are terrible, but some people are here till like 4 days before Christmas, or 5 days before Christmas.
Yeah, that's really rough. That's what I had my freshman year, and it was the worst.
I couldn't imagine. I could leave next weekend if I wanted to. Basically, which is crazy. Next, formal season. On top of the next 2 weeks of just like craziness with classes, the people have formals. There was one last night.
Yeah, there was a lot of formals coming up.
So just be able to balance your schoolwork and your celebrations, because it'll pick up.
It's all about the balance. And
I don't have a dress.
Neither of us have dresses, so we have to figure that out. I think I'm gonna borrow one from someone, and Aiden has
I need to order mine.
A really cute one.
Thanks so much. Gotta order.
So I'm excited to see that.
And Christmas season, so we were just touching on that, but
let's talk about some good gifts for your significant other.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Oh, sorry.
It's totally fine. I already know what Chris got you, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do we like it?
It's funny. It's funny.
Nervous?
No, don't be nervous. You'll like it.
So I was just like, you know, my friend Gita was asking for some good presents for some guys, so I was like, oh, that's a good topic, because I feel like a lot of people struggle with getting boys presents. And
Hannah's fine, keep talking.
Okay. And so some good options I think are like UGG slippers, flannels, tickets to shows, whether it's like Broadway or comedy or concerts, you know, any type of adventure. I think experiences last a lot longer than items.
Or do a little bit of both, which I've done in the past.
Yeah,
do a
little bit of both, yeah. Something that comes from the heart, that's handmade. You know, as much as guys like to be manly, I feel like they also like pictures of us, so maybe pictures. What else?
I'm just thinking of things I've done in the past. I've done a wallet.
Oh yeah, I've done a wallet. Good one.
With like a monogram on it, like initials. I've also done tickets is definitely a big one, especially because we're going to be home like in the peak of football season, so there's a lot of football and basketball games.
It's fun.
Happening. I don't know. I think the little things are the things that mean, like, to me, like, giving, making little things, like, is what means the most, I feel like.
Yeah.
And the things that, like, matter the most. Like, it doesn't matter how much money you spend and stuff, but, like, the stuff that, like, actually matters and, like, the stuff that people are going to remember and, like, keep.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you can all, like, I mean, experiences are great, too. I highly recommend. Like, I went to the Giants game last winter. And there's one on the 17th if anyone wants to go to that, but I'm trying to think. But yeah, in the past, just like doing like smaller things and more memorable ones, like it's great, like when you receive like a wallet or something, but doing something that like means personally, like means something to someone personally, like definitely try to aim for that. That's like personalized.
Yeah, I've given a wallet and put my picture in it.
That's really weird.
Mm-hmm. Well, picture
of course you have. Of course you have.
But yeah, so he always has it. I wonder if he still has that in there.
That's
definitely weird. Not listening.
If you're listening, me, Hannah's ex-boyfriend. Then
no, it's not ex.
Oh, you did that to Chris? No, you didn't. Oh, Hannah. Oh no.
I have awkward. More couple news.
Ugh, the best news.
Jay-Z finally admits he cheated on Beyonce.
It's not even news.
I know. Well, he finally actually said it in an interview for the New York Times with reporter Dean Baquet. I'm sorry. And he just kind of had a one-on-one conversation. It was very revealing. It talked about how therapy really helped the relationship. Talked about how he just sort of shut down his emotions and that led to infidelity. The music they made was, you know, pretty uncomfortable for each other to listen to, which because Beyonce came out with Lemonade, which was basically a whole album about cheating, and Jay-Z came out with 44 44 44, which had some lines about him cheating. But I think things are really looking up for their relationship, so good for them. They worked it out. We'll see what happens in the future. Okay, we can't go through this without mentioning Matt Lauer.
That's what I was going to talk about, but you can talk about it too.
So Matt Lauer today, this morning, was fired from the Today Show. And I've been watching the Today Show since I was a little girl.
Me too.
He's literally been like the face of the Today Show. As people have come and gone, he has stayed there along with Al Roker. And there are all these allegations out there. And Variety had an exclusive article about it saying very gross things that I don't even think I'm allowed to say in this radio show. But, you know, I think that during this time, as so many people are being fired and accused of sexual assault, I don't know if, you know, I think NBC just had to sort of make moves. I wonder if they would have done it if it was a year ago and none of this was happening, because obviously he's one of their top money makers and he's like the face of the Today Show.
I just feel like so many people in the media are just being targeted, and like, yes, maybe this is, has happened, and like, I'm not defending them, but I feel like, why are so many of these cases all of a sudden coming up in like the past 2 months? This woman who came forward about it said that it happened during the Winter Olympics in 2014. Like, why? Yeah. Like, I know people like don't want to come forward with it, but like then as soon as it happens with 3 years,
I think it's just like, in the past, if a woman came forward and did this, they probably would have lost their job just because it would have been an uncomfortable situation. People wouldn't have backed them. The guy would have still been around. Now it's like all of a sudden all these women of power are saying this has happened to me. So then more women are saying this has happened to me. And now it's not like, let's put it under the carpet. It's like, actually, let's fire Matt Lauer. And I think just like, you know, in the past, Matt Lauer was the one put in power and he was the one that was at like the top of the totem pole. And now it's like, well, these people actually have power and they're what they say is taken into consideration, which gives them power and gives Matt lack of power. He also, Matt Lauer, not to mention, has a wife, but supposedly she lives in the Hamptons and he lives in York, and he was known for cheating on her, but it wasn't really known that he was like, he like sexually assaulted and harassed women. And today when the Today Show anchors Savannah and Hoda announced it, they were very teary-eyed, and they kind of discussed how it's very hard to reconcile the fact that someone they love and they've known for many years has been doing these horrible things. And that's what when Louis C.K., the comedian, also was accused of that. A female comedian said the same thing. So it's just a very difficult situation, and I think that now, I think it's really good for us because as women, we can kind of, this is now becoming the precedent, and, you know, giving women a voice.
One of the other really weird things in this article from BuzzFeed says that The news anchor reportedly had a button installed under his desk so that he could lock his office door without getting up, which is so disgusting. But
yeah, in his office in 30 Rock, which, like, people go in there all the time. How is that never, like, oh, this is kind of a weird thing?
Yeah, I agree. It's extremely weird. But, yeah, moving on. One thing I also want to touch base on is, what's really cool, on Sunday, my acapella group...
you didn't mention this.
I'm mentioning it right now.
Aiden was fabulous.
On Sunday, my acapella group was asked to open for the Radio City Christmas Spectacular. And it was crazy because we thought it was spam when we first got the email, but it ended up not being spam. And they also choose a show, and they saw our YouTube videos, and they wanted us to open for them. So on Sunday night at the 8 p.m. show, our group made our way to the Big Apple. We got dinner, which was so fun. And then we went to, we got entered through the VIP section, and we were able to go into the music hall before everybody else was there in order to rehearse. And then we got to stay backstage and sing two songs on the stage when everyone was there. And Radio City seats about 6,000 people. It wasn't completely full, but I'd say a solid 5,000 were there. And all of our friends and family were there. They took up the entire third mezzanine. It was crazy. It was literally like performing on Broadway, and it was the most amazing experience, and like something that I know I'm never gonna be able to do again because I don't want to be a famous singer. But yeah, it was really great. And shout out to especially a lot of the girls in AFI that came. So it was really awesome, and I'm glad I was able to experience that. It was a nice, uplifting experience from the previous week that I went through. So it was a good distraction.
In front of so many people.
Yeah.
And it's like a great show to front.
Yeah, no, it's a great show. And
say what you sung.
We sung Carol of the Bells and Hallelujah, like the version from Shrek. And they're both really good. They both went really well. It was just a crazy experience. Like, everyone still keeps coming up to me and it's like, you guys sang at Radio City? And I'm like, yeah, like, we did. And it was sick. And I'm the president of the group. So it was just like a very cool
quick
show. No, I am. But like, it was a cool, like, I don't know. I was interviewed by the newspaper at school. So it was really cool. Like, overall, it was like a really, really cool experience. And I'm really glad I was able to experience it. So just want to touch on that because other acapella groups were asking us, like, how did you get asked? And I was like, we didn't apply for anything. We just got asked. But hopefully next year the other acapella groups at Lafayette are asked. Hopefully we are asked again to do it, because that'd be really great if we did it 2 years in a row. So the other topic that I have is, Hannah, sports related.
Here we go.
So New York Giants, huge fan. Eli Manning, who has been starting for the Giants since 2004, has now been benched, and their backup quarterback, who used to play for the Jets, which is like the Giants' rival, is now going to be starting over Eli because the Giants are now 2-9.
Why are they sitting him? Because he hasn't been playing well?
Yeah, they think he's the reason. I don't know if he's the reason. I'm not saying he's good, but I think it's multiple things that go into it. And they're just benching him and basically told him that they're trying to give other people a chance. So, so we're going to see what happens with that. I don't know. I'm not really for it or against it. Literally, if you go on Facebook, I've seen scrolling information about people posting about freaking
Eli
Manning. I'm like, okay, it's a big deal, but I don't know. I think that this season is just not the season for the Giants, and not every season is every team's season, and sometimes you have to not do as well in order to get your team back together. And I just think that it's not the Giants
team.
It's just not the Giants season, and it's almost over. I think they only have a few more regular season plays. There's no way they're going to playoffs. So
I never understand how a team like the Giants or the Yankees go from winning, you know, the big championships to then just being complete losers for the next few years. You know, like, how do you have such a great season 1 year and then the next few years just go downhill?
Yep. I'm reading I was reading an article.
I have another story. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are engaged, which is very, very exciting. I'm kind of sad at the same time because I always thought I could be Prince Harry's princess.
Also, Meghan Markle is a Kappa. So, NBD.
And as many of you guys know, she's an American. She's an actress. She was known for her role in Suits. She's actually quitting acting to take on this new role. And though she really seems like she's a human rights activist, and I think that's what she'll be able to focus on as Prince Harry's wife. They should be getting married in May. Her ring is gorgeous. It's gold with three diamonds. Two are on the side, and it's from Princess Diana's jewelry collection.
Yeah.
And the one in the middle is from Botswana, Africa, which is a special place for them because, like, after two dates, they went on a trip there to be alone for 5 nights camping. And that was kind of just to get out of the media, and I think that's really where they fell in love.
Camping, oh yeah, really draws everyone together.
I know. And I'm sure they were doing, like, glamping, honestly. And a lot of people in Britain are saying that this royal engagement is being seen as a symbol of change because she is the first half-black Catholic.
Wait, she's what? Say that again?
She's half-black.
Wait, she is?
Yeah.
Wait, what? No way.
And she's also divorced. She's a Hollywood actress. And so this is a lot of stuff that, you know, usually the royal family is against. They're against the commoners, the divorce, the biracial people. And this is kind of, you know, expanding the boundaries. And I kind of think this reminds me a lot of Princess Diana. Like, the way she was kind of seen as, like, the common princess. She changed a lot of things. She helped the royal family sort of move to modern times and connected with people. And I think that's what Meghan's going to be seen as. And it's interesting because just like America has, you know, racial issues, so does Britain. And for example, Black Britons are are disproportionately more likely to be in prison than African Americans, aka like the African whose incarceration rates are themselves disproportionately high. So, you know, maybe this is a symbol for change, but people also say that this is just a symbol and that action actually needs to be taken place. More engagement details. He proposed to her in their cottage while they were making chicken. And in their interview, they seemed really close and loving and smiled at each other, which was a lot less formal than Prince William and Prince Kate's first interview after they got engaged. And that's sort of Harry's thing, is kind of wanting to, you know, move the monarchy forward and make it more modernized. So I think that's one thing we're seeing here, and I wish them all the best luck, and I can't wait to watch their wedding come May.
Yeah. The craziest thing though is she's not being able to be called Princess Meghan because she's not of British royal blood, and really? It's not in their protocol. So it's like the same as when Kate Middleton got married to Prince William. She's going to be just called Her Royal Highness. She's not going to be able to call Princess.
That stinks.
But it's, I mean, Royal Highness, like, I take that.
Me too. And There's a picture of her in front of the royal castle when she was 15, and I doubt she ever imagined she'd actually be in it and be a part of it all. And so there is hope, ladies. Keep your options open.
Yes, for sure. Well, it's all the topics I have, Hannah, so it's on you now.
I have a few more topics.
Go for it.
So, a lot of people are discussing how Trump shared this, three inflammatory anti-Muslim videos on his Twitter. And it's from this, like, British ultra-nationalist party. And it's basically saying, the videos are titled Muslim Migrant Beats Up Dutch Boy on Crutches, Muslim Destroys the Statue of Virgin Mary, and Islamist Mob Pushes Teenage Boy Off Roof and Beats Him to Death. And so, you know, the Muslim migrant one that beats up a Dutch boy, he's not even Muslim. He's actually from Netherlands. And the other two videos are from Syria and Egypt, which both have, you know, crazy things going on right now, and there's a lot of tension there and war, and both of those videos don't have backing, and he's getting a lot of criticism for sharing these, which I think is rightly so. According to the New York Times, no modern American president has promoted inflammatory content of this sort from an extremist organization. Mr. Trump's two most recent predecessors, George Bush and Barack Obama, both made a point of avoiding public messages that were likely to be seen as anti-Muslim and could exacerbate racial and religious animosities, arguing that the war against terrorism was not a war against Islam. So people are saying this is anti-Muslim instead of anti-war and groups like ISIS. And people have asked him to take the videos down, to apologize from politicians in the United States, leaders around the world. So we will see what happens with that. In other news, tech moguls lost $7.6 billion in today's wipeout, according to Bloomberg. Shout out.
Oh my God.
So what's happening right now is that with this new tax reform, corporation taxes are probably going to be cut if it gets passed. So people are now buying those stocks, while technology companies' taxes are probably not going to go down. So people are less likely to buy that. So now all of these technology people, you know, these leaders in technology, these companies are losing money, from Facebook, Amazon, to Netflix and Google. Mark Zuckerberg fell the most, dropping $2.9 billion, while Jeff Bezos' short-lived reign as the $100 billion man ended after a tumble in Amazon.com shares knocked $2.5 billion off his net worth. So that's a lot of money, and I'm sure it'll come back. I guess at that point, you know, when you have $100 billion, you're not that worried about $2.5 going. But that was definitely just a big fall in today's market. And while that's falling, Bitcoin also took a tumble. It rose really quickly to over $10,000, and it fell back down. And so Bitcoin's kind of like this volatile online currency, and it's a very confusing topic. Sorry, I keep losing my thing here.
It's okay.
It's a very confusing topic, but at the end of the day, I don't know if I'd ever invest in it. You know, a lot of economists say avoid Bitcoin like it's the plague. You know, though, if you invested in September and you kept it till now, you would have made a lot of money if you sold it like 4 days ago. So if you're into the whole make money, sell it quickly, I think that could work out in your favor. Did you watch the Victoria's Secret fashion show last night?
Not trying to make myself feel worse than I already do.
Yeah, I didn't watch it either.
No. I don't like watching it.
So, the Victoria's Secret fashion show was last night, broadcast on CBS. It happens every year during this time. This year was in Shanghai, which was very different for them. And one of the biggest topics from the show, well, or two. One is that Bauman, who's a designer, fashion brand, teamed up with Victoria's Secret to make some of the outfits. So it's very crystal-y and army looking like, which is what Bauman is known for. And the other talk is one of the Chinese models fell. And interestingly, Victoria's Secret and CBS usually does two runs of the show, and, you know, to kind of like take out these falls and everything. And people didn't expect them to put it in, but of course CBS did because it's TV gold and we're talking about it now. And, you know, she made a whole Instagram post about how it was very embarrassing, but all the love and support from everyone helped her through it. It was, you know, in her home country in front of her family, so it's a difficult situation. I just think it's interesting that they even kept it in the video. People are also saying they not only kept her falling in the video, but also her coming off stage completely crying. It's kind of like they make this fashion show into a once a year reality TV show.
Really?
Yeah. They try to add drama and...
No.
What?
It's weird.
Yeah. I have another topic. It just X'd out. Oh, my final topic was final tips and cadence.
So we did that.
We did that.
Amazing, amazing.
I think that's it.
This is crazy. I don't want it to be it. Okay. I guess that's it. You really have nothing else to say. I said everything I had to. So guys, as we head into the second half of the week and into the last week of school for next week, try to keep a positive mind, positive attitude, and give 110% because we're almost there, and then you get a break, which will be nice.
Can only take a test once.
Okay, Hannah. Okay, so yeah, thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll see you next week for our last show until our senior year of college.
Woo!
Sad. It's not something to cheer about. I'm going to cry, but it's fine. Okay, so you just listened to WJR. Oh, my voice crack. Wow, you are listening to WJRH. You just listened to WJRH. 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Aiden Trevison.
And I'm Hannah Darby.
And you just listened to You've Got Issues. Good night, everyone.
Bye.
I'm overzealous. When I'm down, I get real down. When I'm high, I don't come down. I get angry. Baby, believe me, I can love you just like that, and I can leave you just as fast. But you don't judge me, cause if you did, baby, I'd judge you too. No, you don't judge me, cause if you did, baby, shoes, but you got them too. So give them all to me, and I'll give mine to you. Bask in the glory. if you did, baby, I did you do. No, you don't judge me, 'cause if you did, baby, I did you do. 'Cause I got issues, but you got them too. So give them all to me, and I'll give mine to you. Bask in the glory. One of them is how bad I need you.